Welcome to the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. I'm Elizabeth Williams Bushy, and this is May 2008. Today we have a story called Oops Plays Hoops for you. Hope you enjoy it. Again, it's great to be here. You can have stories, poems, and games at inklesstales.com. Oops Plays Hoops by Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Roberto was a pretty happy kid. He had a turtle named Henry who lived in a plastic box in his very own room to keep him company, a mom and a dad who adored him, and plenty of friends in the first grade at Barrytown Elementary School. He walked there every morning and walked home every afternoon. As he got there, his friends called hello to him. "Hello, Oops," they all said. Roberto waved back. He didn't mind that everyone called him Oops. In fact, the reason his turtle lived in a plastic box and not glass like everyone else's turtle was because of Roberto's tendency to break things or drop things or to fall down. Sometimes Roberto wished he wasn't so clumsy, like during gym class or games at recess when Roberto was always the last one to get picked for a team. That was always kind of embarrassing. But otherwise, Roberto just figured, "Oh well, I'm just a klutz." There was one thing, however, that Roberto really wished he could do. He really wished he could shoot a basketball. At recess, all the other boys played basketball, and Roberto wished he could play too. None of the other boys would let him play with them, though. Every time Roberto tried to dribble, the ball got away from him, and someone would have to chase it across the blacktop. The game would come to a sudden halt, and everyone would groan. If they let Roberto keep playing, and somehow he had the ball, and he tried to shoot a basket, it would go wild, and usually his team lost. Then the real groaning began. "Oops, you are such a klutz," they would say. "Why don't you go play somewhere else?" Roberto would go off sadly and wish that he weren't such a klutz. One day, as Roberto was walking home, he passed the park where some older boys were playing basketball. They were playing really, really well. Roberto was so impressed that his book bag slid to the ground. His fingers gripped the chain-link fence. His eyes never left the graceful moves of the older boys. They moved like fish in water, slipping up toward the basket. It seemed to Roberto that they never missed. At last, one of them noticed Roberto. "What are you looking at, little man?" the older boy grinned. Roberto was suddenly afraid. "Nothing," and he fumbled for his backpack. As usual, he was so clumsy that he couldn't grab it before the boy came over. "You like basketball?" the older boy said. Roberto nodded. "Do you play?" the older boy asked. Roberto shook his head. "You could play if you want," the older boy said. "This is the boys' club, and there's a basketball program after school." Roberto found his voice at last. "I'm too clumsy to learn." The older boy smiled at Roberto. "Nobody is too clumsy to learn, if they want to learn." He looked hard at Roberto. "Do you want to learn?" Roberto's eyes opened very wide. "More than anything." "Then you can learn," the older boy said. And this time, he spun the ball on his fingertip. Roberto had never been so impressed in his whole life. "My name is Ernesto. Why don't you wait here? I'll get you some of the papers for your parent or your guardian to sign for you to join up. Then you can come here every day. I'm one of the counselors. I can teach you myself." Roberto headed home in a daze, clutching the papers in his hand. He didn't believe he could really learn, but it was exciting to think that someone as talented as Ernesto was willing, at least, to play with him. Roberto did not tell a soul except his parents, but the next day showed up right after school for his lessons. Ernesto was delighted to see him. "Roberto!" Ernesto cried out. Roberto at first didn't answer. He was so used to being called Oops. They started with simple dribbling at first. Roberto was terrible. He kept losing the ball. Ernesto grinned. He saw the problem at once. "Roberto, you aren't clumsy." "I'm not?" Roberto said, surprised. "Not at all. Ernesto said. You're just not paying attention. You're looking everywhere else but what you're doing. Eventually, you'll be able to dribble and not look at the ball, like the other boys do. But at first, you have to pay attention. So that was it, Roberto saw. Over and over, Ernesto told Roberto, pay attention. He taught Roberto when to be aware of the ball and when to be aware of the net. Ernesto taught Roberto how to be aware of his own muscles, his own hands. Most of all, he taught Roberto how to have confidence in himself. Roberto had thought of himself as oops for so long, he had come to believe it. What you think of yourself, Ernesto said, is what you are. If you believe you are terrific, then that's what you are. If you think you are clumsy, then you will be. If you believe you can make that basket, then you can. Roberto was still not so sure. Go ahead, Roberto. Try to make it from here. Do everything I've been showing you these past weeks, said Ernesto. But it's so far away, Roberto said. It's just the foul line, Ernesto said. If you play basketball, you'll make a lot of shots from here. Roberto stood. He bounced the ball a few times. Then he looked hard at the net. Then he shot. Woof! It went in, smooth as silk, without even touching the net. Ernesto hooted and hollered and gave Roberto a high five. He even picked Roberto up and swung him around. You did it, man. You really did it. I knew you could. Now you know you can, Ernesto cried happily. Roberto felt so happy inside, he wondered if he was giving off his own sunshine. The next day at school, he asked the other boys if he could join their game. The boys looked at each other and sighed. Okay, oops, but just give me a chance. That's all I ask, Roberto said. Roberto sunk shot after shot. He dribbled rings around the other boys. His classmates were shocked. They high-fived him, too. When did you get so great at this? They all wanted to know. Roberto just grinned. One of the boys patted Roberto hard on the back. Well, oops, looks like we have to come up with a new name for you now. Another boy spoke up. Yeah, now we have to call him Hoops. So Roberto became Hoops from then on. He even replaced the plastic tank for his turtle with a nice new glass tank, and he never once broke it. The end. Next, we have a poem that I wrote especially for this podcast. It has no title, so I am wide open to suggestions from you listeners. You can write me at Elizabeth, Elizabeth, at inklesstales.com. That's inklesstales.com. The theme of our podcast today is You Can Do Anything, and that's actually the theme of the website Inkless Tales. It's all set to inspire kids to do anything that they want to try. So go ahead and email me, Elizabeth at inklesstales.com, if you can think of a good title for this poem. So here we go. If I say, darn, I can't do this, when I try to throw and miss, well then, no surprise at all, I had no faith I'd sink the ball. If instead I say I can, if I believe my head and hands will do just what I want them to, then there is nothing I can't do. When I'm not first and I'm left out, when I don't get things first time out, I need still to believe in me. Faith is what I really need. There is no failure if you try. Don't give up, and here is why. Never quit, and if you stray, you've just learned another way. Don't give up, you'll catch on yet. The best of us take time to get the toughest things. You're worth it, friend. The practice helps you in the end. So there's the poem. If you come up with a good name for me, let me know. That's the Inkless Tales podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget, you can do anything. My mother always told me, and she was always right, the only failure is when you quit. And if you don't quit, well, In the meantime, you're just ruling things out. Okay, that one didn't work. Okay, that one didn't work. We'll just keep trying till something does. So, signing off for the Inkless Tales podcast for kids, I'm Elizabeth Williams Bushy. Write me anytime. Come and visit inklesstales.com. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. And if you've got an idea for a story, I will be more than happy to write one for you. Have a great month, everybody. Bye.